Okay, enough of this dreary, inhospitable weather. Who on earth can enjoy this gloomy, disconsolate climate while snowbirds are laughing, lazing on a beach blanket and drinking a cool one? Oh, there are those snowboarders and skiers who pay big bucks to go up and down a hill at speed to overcome the season's blues. I tried skiing once and confirmed that my athletic skills and exposure to cold temperatures were much above the essential requirements to rock in a chair, wrapped in a warm blanket in front of a fireplace. As a novice skier, I did see the tree advancing toward me at speed, but I didn't know how to turn or stop. However, good luck ensued. The tree was just a sapling and the collision was softened by its bending just enough, as though I was embracing it voluntarily. I then walked to the bottom of the hill. Carrying a pair of skis and ski poles was about the limit of my vigor. I should have known better when I fell off the ski lift at the beginning of this odyssey in athleticism. Imagine the condition of my self-esteem. Another annoyance at this time of year is clearing the driveway after a seemingly endless snowfall. Soon thereafter, the snowplow fills the entryway minutes after completing the backbreaking task of shoveling that damnable white stuff. I needed to get to the drugstore to buy some pain relief for my aching back. Some people see a beautiful landscape after a snowfall, and others see the onset of a dirty, slushy aftermath with clogged sewer drains and flooded basements. Some spots are suspiciously yellowed by some four-footed creatures that need to go. I think this later pessimistic scenario overcomes the beautiful landscape premise. Those who follow this publication will recall the editor's recent experience of coming upon an older gentleman who slipped on the ice and was injured. Who needs this stuff anyway? Cars slip and slide over the roadways after the irritating task of clearing the snow from their vehicles so they can see while they are trying to get to a required venue. By the way, of note, the editor wrote that despite the insalubrious weather, he was impressed by the number of good folks who stopped by to offer assistance and comfort to the injured gentleman. No doubt that is a widely shared characteristic of the caring people of Pelham and the area. I can see how a snowscape on Christmas Day might add to the joys and spirit of that special day. But that's it. One day does it. Take a picture and frame it. That's all. Most people enjoy the greenery and warmth associated with the other seasons, especially spring. That season begins the healing process to overcome the griefs and grunts associated with this frigid and teeth-chattering time of year. Come on now, you know which one is being referred to because deep down you likely agree with the premise. Come on, spring. Rescue us from this most inhospitable one of your counterparts.